Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and I'm the man that brings you this very podcast, live and indirect, from Providence, Rhode Island, via the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. And, oh my goodness, this episode has been so difficult to get up and out on the airwaves, I don't even know where to begin. Which is sad, because it's sad because what I want to talk about is the DBI, the Dustin Batdorf Invitational. It's the fifth annual one that's coming up March 12th, which is just in a few days, up in Massillon, Ohio at the River Tree Church. 6:30 is when the doors open for the wrestling event. 7 o'clock is when things kick off. But, oh my gosh, it has just been so hard getting this podcast done. And if I may, I'm just going to try to explain and also kind of rant a little bit. Look, I read about a lot of podcasts because I'm a podcaster. So I read of what other people are doing. I read about their struggles and their successes and what they're doing. And I don't think there's a podcast out on the airwaves that has not had some type of technical difficulty. And man, oh man, have I had my share over the last couple of weeks. I sat down and talked to Juice Jennings about 2 weeks ago about the DBI. He is the man that is behind the DBI. And after that, I was going to talk to a couple other individuals. In fact, some people that have won the DBI and have been the DBI champion. And, well, while I talked to one person and I recorded the call via Skype, apparently the file got corrupted and I couldn't use it. The other individual had some personal issues that were really, really important and they were busy with those, but besides that, my computer crashed and it was in the shop last week, and oh my gosh, it's just been such a headache to try to get this episode set to go. And I, again, I hate saying that because I love the DBI. And in fact, I'm just going to recap real quickly to talk about what the DBI is, although Juice Jennings is going to tell you quite a bit about it. But first of all, it's an event. It's not just a wrestling show, but it's an event. It's an event to help Solace of Stark County. And it's to help individuals who are struggling with addiction problems, with families who are struggling to deal with the loss of somebody due to addiction, or just somebody that has questions about addiction, somebody that wants to go and learn more about it because maybe there's somebody that they know in the community that has an addiction problem. But it's a great organization. And all the money goes right to Solace of Stark County. And the DBI is part a wrestling show, part raffle prize contest, part dinner, part just coming together and helping do something good for the community. And if you want to hear more about it, there's been an episode for the DBI over the past 4 years. Go back into the archives. Go ahead. Go back into the archives at pvdcast.com. And listen to the tale of how this got started, of all the ins and outs about it. And trust me, I love being part of it. I love being part of it because I'm going to use my talents on Saturday. I'm going to be involved in something that I love, professional wrestling. And that is going to lead to a positive change somewhere in this world. And damn it, sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need to be reminded that we do positive things because it's very easy sometimes to overlook that fact. And so I love giving my time, my energy to the DBI, and I have no problems promoting it right here on the PVD Cast. And unfortunately, I wish that this episode had gone the way that I had planned it. But here it is. It's Wednesday. It's March 9th. I want to get this episode up, so my guest, Juice Jennings, is going to talk very, very shortly here in a few moments about the DBI. It's going to be a kind of a quick conversation. It's going to be a short one because, again, I had planned on having some other folks come on and talk as well about the DBI. But it's just going to be Juice talking a little bit about it. And I would like to publicly apologize to Juice Jennings that I'm sorry it's not what we had mapped out. But, man, it's just, it's been a rough couple of weeks with technology, man, you know? Technology is great when it works, but man oh man, is it a pain in the neck when it doesn't. But I digress. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But hey, real quickly, if I may, I'd just like to touch on a little bit of some other wrestling news because, you know, not only is the DBI coming up, but in a few weeks, in 4 weeks, we're that close, folks. We're that close to WrestleMania. And I'm very excited for it. And though I thought that WWE Royal Rumble did a pretty good job of setting things in motion for the road to WrestleMania, I felt that Fastlane didn't do a very good job of keeping that momentum going. And this Saturday, there's a WWE event in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, called Roadblock, and it's available only on the WWE Network, and I'm hoping that that does not stall out some matches that I'm interested in seeing. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with WrestleMania. I mean, the only match that's really, I guess, written in stone, of course, is Shane McMahon, who returned on Raw about 3 weeks ago, and man, oh man, what what a return it was. My phone was blowing up. I was not watching Raw. I was actually having dinner, and my phone just kept going off because of so many of my friends going, oh my God, have you seen Shane McMahon's back? So he's back, and he's going to take on The Undertaker in Hell in a Cell with Shane, if he wins, with the stipulation, I was going to say, if Shane wins, he gets control of, I guess, WWE or WWE Monday Night Raw. I don't know. They said Raw once, and then they claimed total control of the WWE. I'm just curious to see how this pans out. I don't understand why The Undertaker would do Vince's bidding, so to speak. It seems just really weird. I don't know how well executed this is going to go. But there you go. The Undertaker's going to have a part in WrestleMania, and he's going to take on Shane McMahon and Hell in a Cell. What more could you ask for from The Undertaker, I guess? And of course, you know, they have been naming people that are going to go into the WWE Hall of Fame. And man, oh man, finally, I'm so happy that the Fabulous Freebirds are going to go in to the WWE Hall of Fame. That's right. Michael P.S. Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, Buddy Jack Roberts, and they're also showing some love to the WCW version of the Fabulous Freebirds because Jimmy Jam Garvin is going to go in. And you know what? That's awesome. I'm ecstatic for it. I mean, I'm so excited for those guys to go in. They deserve it. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas. I mean, why the heck not? Of course, Sting is going in. The Godfather, the Big Boss Man. Those have all been announced over the last few weeks. So I always kind of dig the Hall of Fame. So I think they still probably are going to announce a couple more folks. So we'll see who indeed might be going in to the WWE Hall of Fame. So with that, I am going to talk real quickly about one interesting thing that I want you to know about, and that is, of course, Staunch Ambition. And if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, then, well, number one, you haven't listened to this podcast. You are not an avid listener. But you know what? That's okay. Become an avid listener. Anyways, Staunch Ambition is, of course, Brian Lau's science fiction fantasy graphic novel, and the preview issue is now for sale. You want to get your hands on that? Just head on over to staunchambition.com. And if you're like, hey, John, I don't know how to spell that, well, just go over to the links section of pvdcast.com and you'll find a link right there. I mean, Brian's been out, man. He's been all over the place. He was in Warren, Michigan at the Great Lakes Comic Book Convention. He told me that he's planning on going to C2E2 out there in Chicago. And in fact, he even let me in on a little secret that there's going to be something popping really, really big for Staunch Ambition, and hey, when it happens, you know I'm going to let you know about it. So, but hey, check out all the great things going on over at staunchambition.com. So head on over there, check it out. Help a brother out, if you will. Again, it's independent, man. It's independent comic books. And with that being said, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of that break, we're going to talk about the DBI with my man, Juice Jennings. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm sitting down via Skype with Mr. Juice Jennings. Juice, how you doing, man?
I'm back, Internet.
You're... well, I don't know how to respond to that. I really don't.
Just keep it going.
All right. Well, let's talk about the DBI. It's coming up here March 12th at the River Tree Church in Massillon, Ohio, a.k.a. Jackson Township.
Correct. Yep. The stomping grounds, same place as last year. It's DBI 5. Hopefully the biggest and best one yet.
Gotcha. Now, when does the actual event start? Because I know that you have talked about that there's going to be a service beforehand, their usual Saturday afternoon church service, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we always do the DBI usually on a Friday. This is the first year we've done it on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is they do a Saturday evening service at the church. So we do it on a Friday usually, but the church is really getting behind it this year. They actually have a 5-week program leading up to the DBI. The DBI is the finale of this thing. They're going to do a series of messages about addiction. It's called Taming the White Horse, and it's just a bunch of meetings about addiction so people can learn, get some good information, hear different people from around the community talking about it. And it's every Tuesday. And I got the thing in front of me.
So every Tuesday, if folks are interested in learning more about this epidemic, they can head on over there. Okay. Now, it's open to anyone. It doesn't have to be somebody that has an issue with dependency itself.
They have an issue with some kind of drugs, or they know someone who's going through something like this, if they've lost someone to something like this, or if they just have some kids, or they want to get some information, just to come hear a good message, they can come on Tuesday evenings at 6:30. Actually, it's Tuesday right now at the time of this recording, and so there's one that happened earlier tonight, or maybe it's happened right now, I think.
It's happening right now, probably. So when does the actual wrestling event for the DBI start on that Saturday, March 12th?
Oh, yeah, to give you the rest of the information. So Saturday evening at 5 o'clock, the evening service happens. Everything is going to be set up, the ring, the entrance, everything, and the pastor is going to preach from in the ring. So it's going to be a pretty interesting service. And then that's at 5 to 6. Around 6:30, we'll open up the doors for wrestling seating. And DBI will start at 7. And we're going to do early bird discount tickets to anybody who's at the service at 5 p.m. So you can come in at 5 and you can go to the service. You can stay out in the lobby and check out all the prizes. There's door prizes and food and there's some other stuff. So if church isn't your thing, that's fine. Come at 5, check out all the prizes. You can play the raffle prizes and eat some food and hang out and get early admission to the event at a discount. So.
Okay, well let's talk a little bit about some of the talent that's coming that is going to be on the wrestling portion of the DBI. I know that as of right now, there's no matches that have been signed. Is that correct?
Oh, so I thought I might do some PVD cast exclusives if it's okay with you.
No, that's fine by me. I love exclusives. Go right ahead, my man.
First things first, I'm going to play the theme song for DBI 5 to set the mood.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
I can.
That's right. We always do different colors for the DBI, different Cleveland-based sports team colors. This year it's red, white, and blue. We're going Pride, Cleveland Indians. And there's only one thing that you can do if you're doing the Cleveland Indians, one of the greatest movies ever made, Major League Orlando.
That's right.
There you go. I had that set up for a long time.
Well, it was flawlessly executed.
You'd never know. So it's a baseball theme this year. We've got everybody's the DBI All-Stars. That's what we're going with. And shirts, hoodies are ordered. We've got wristbands coming. It's a red, white, and blue logo. And it's going to be awesome. So hopefully we can fill up River Tree Church and raise a lot of money for drug education, drug awareness, and it all goes to Solace of Star County. Talent, you're going to see a lot of new faces, a lot of returning DBI All-Stars. I'll just go down the line of all the people that will be there. Here's somebody we haven't seen very often, probably since last year. He's coming back. He's going to be once again the DBI commissioner, Marquee Mikey D. He will be in the building.
Oh, snap. You never know what's going to happen whenever Mikey D's in the house.
Out of hibernation, and he's going to be there. And he's going to be the man in charge, so he might be making some matches that night, and we'll see what happens with that. We've got Sick and Twisted, Zach Spades, Marion Fontaine, Nikki Valentino, Big Bear, Benjamin Boone, James Avery, myself, Sherman Tank, Joey Vengeance, a.k.a. Joey Rogers. I don't know what he's going by these days. We've got No Shame Jimmy Shane, Robbie Superstar, Big Guns Jeff Cannon, Takahashi, True Grit, Bruce Gray, Johnny Attitude, Kaden Assad. We've got Dark Star Matt Taylor. We've got Louis Perez.
You also have some new guys, because I believe, correct, if I saw online, that Gregory Iron and Zach Gowan are coming. Is that correct?
Yeah, Gowan was there last year. He had a really good showing in our the Battle Jam.
That's true.
Barely lost it in the finals to Ben Boone, but he's coming back. He's bringing his pal Greg Iron. I think they've both got a pretty inspirational story, so I think they're gonna have a second to talk about that with the crowd. They'll probably pitch their program they're working on, Wrestling for Warriors, which is another great cause, using pro wrestling for positive charitable directions, and that's really, really admirable. So they'll be in the house. We got a couple surprises along the way that I'm not gonna give up just yet, but let's see. Here's a match that I'll just speak personally. I had a run-in with this guy at OCW this past weekend, and we're gonna do it again. We had a hell of a vest off at OCW.
Oh, really? You're challenging True Grit, Bruce Gray?
Oh, I'm not challenging anybody. That's just the way it fell. That's the DBI matchmakers they're making that happen. So it's this match is gonna be called. It's gonna be entitled "The Vest There Is, The Vest There Was, and the Vest There Ever Will Be."
It's not. You're not putting a vest on a pole, are you?
I wasn't going to, but that's actually a really good idea.
Well, there you go.
I don't know.
Well, let's talk a little bit, just to recap for folks, and again, I'm going to urge people, as I did in my intro, definitely check out the previous episodes that we've done every year for the DBI if you want to learn, the full history of it. But can you give us a quick summary of what Solace is? It is, of course, the organization where all these proceeds go to. Can you just give us a quick summary of that?
Solace of Star County, it's an acronym, SOLACE, stands for Surviving Our Loss and Continuing Every Day. And basically what that is, it's a support group for people that have lost people to drug addiction or violent crime. We focus on the drug aspect of it. It's for people who have beat their addiction, people who are dealing with addiction, family members with people who are dealing with addiction. It's just a great program. It's we do a lot of great things with it. The money that the first ever DBI raised actually kickstarted the Star County branch of Solace. They're all over the state, but the money that the DBI raises is their number one fundraiser. They have other things that go on over the year, but this is number one. So 100% of money that's raised from this event goes to Solace and Star County. Just a couple things that they've done with the money that we raise at this event. They buy drug take-back boxes, and they've actually collected 30,000 pounds of unwanted drugs. And basically what that is basically just a collection box at police stations where people who have prescription medication or drugs that they're trying to dispose of, they can put them in this box, and then it's collected and properly disposed of. We've collected over 30,000 pounds, and Star County actually leads Ohio. It's the number one county in reclaimed drugs. So that's good.
That's excellent.
We work with the Star County Anti-Drug Coalition and the Opiate Task Force of Star County and the Tri-County Waste Management District, and have permanent drug collection boxes all over the county. We have billboards that are going up that are all drug education oriented. We've actually got a big one that's going to be promoting the DBI itself. It's going to be on a big digital billboard right on Portage Street, down the street from where the venue is. Really high traffic area. It's going to be really, really visible, so hopefully a lot of people can see that. So if you're in the North Canton area by the Strip, it's over by Home Depot. When you're stopped at that light, you can see the DBI billboard up there. And I'll just mention that's from our sponsors at Bears, who've been with us since the first year ever, that they pay for the market, the space on that board, and they're actually going to just let us use it for the next couple weeks. So that's really, really generous of them. We've got my dad, Diamond Dale Batdorf, DDB. He's just speaking engagements all over the county, the high schools and different clubs, different community centers. He's spoken at just about everywhere you can in the area. He actually just had a speaking engagement at Jackson Middle School a week ago. He had about 500 kids there, just spreading the message, telling the story, and hopefully getting some people to show up for the DBI so they can get some good some drug education and get promote the awareness. Let's see what else we got. that's really all the good stuff. Oh, I have my list here. We were involved in the governor's State of the State address also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. That's very good. So the overall goal here, folks, is to get the word out, to help out those folks that are battling this issue. You know, as you mentioned before in previous episodes, you know, this particular epidemic does not know race, it does not know religion, it does not know color, it does not know socioeconomic background. It is actually impacting hundreds, if not thousands of people every single day, every single hour.
Exactly. People you'd never even imagine are dealing with this. It could be your neighbor, it could be a friend. You really have no idea what's going on behind closed doors, but it just affects everybody. So it's amazing how people come up to me, and everybody's got a story about how it's affected their life in one way or the other. They know someone, or they've lost someone, a friend of a friend, something along those lines. Everybody's got a story about addiction affecting their life in one way or the other. So, you know, me personally, it was my little brother, Dustin. That's what the DBI stands for. It's Dustin Vatdorf Invitational. He passed away from a heroin overdose in 2011. So just taking a really bad thing and turning it into a good thing. That's what the DBI came from, and it's grown up into, you know, a pretty big deal. That's, like we said, started South Star County. It's done all these great things already. So we'll just keep doing the good things, and hopefully we can get some good work done and save some people and give them some good information so we can drop kick addiction, you know?
There you go. Well, let's talk about it here one more time for those folks that are interested. River Tree Church, March 12th, 6:30 is when doors open. The bell time is 7 o'clock. That's in Massillon, Ohio, or Jackson Township. And where on social media can folks check out information about the DBI?
We expanded all our social media stuff. We've got everything going on now. You go to the Facebook page. You can just search Dropkick Addiction. Search Dustin Vatdorf Invitational. It'll pop right up. The actual address is facebook.com/Dustin Vatdorf Invitational. On Twitter, we're at DBI_wrestling. We're on Instagram now at Dropkick_addiction. And I'm forgetting something, but that's of it for now.
All right. Well, ladies and gents, as this has been kind of a short talk with Juice Jennings, but we're going to talk more about the DBI because on the other side of this quick break that I'm going to take, we're going to talk to a former DBI winner and current OCW heavyweight champion, Dark Star Matt Taylor. He's going to fill us in a little bit on his take on the DBI and some other random topics about professional wrestling. But Juice, I want to thank you for coming on, man. Definitely, folks, if you're in Massillon, stop on out March 12th. You know, not only is it a fun time, you can win some prizes, you can have some great food, you can catch some awesome wrestling. What more could you want, man?
It's some of the best wrestlers in the area. A lot of them don't get up to Northeast Ohio. A lot of times this is the only chance to actually see some of these guys in the area is at the DBI, and we look forward to it every year. So it's one of the best rosters you can get. You know, it's so hard to narrow down a roster because there's so many guys that want to be involved with this. So, and they all donate their time. Every single penny that this makes goes to charity. So, I mean, all these guys are donating their time. They're donating their bodies because, you know, they're getting beat up there for free and just to help Dropkick Addiction, help Solace Star County. So if you're anywhere in the area, if you know anybody who might be interested in coming to this, come check it out. Like I said, it's for a good cause. You're going to have a good time, guaranteed. There's food, prizes. We actually got some tickets to the what is his name? I don't like country. Tim McGraw. He's coming up at the Concert for Legends at the Hall of Fame this coming summer. Q92 donated some tickets for that. That'll be the raffle.
And where can people get tickets, by the way? Is that information on the Facebook page and whatnot?
Everything you can find, you can message us on the Facebook page or it'll be on social media. Raffle tickets, you can go to the Facebook page. There's a Shop Now button. It'll take you directly to the online store. You can buy raffle tickets. You can buy T-shirts, hoodies, wristbands. You can buy whole ticket packages where it's all included. And then actually on the day of the show, you can buy as many raffle tickets as you want. There's going to be a ton of awesome prizes. Local businesses donate all kinds of stuff. So it's always a good time. Like I said, even if wrestling's not your thing, if you want to support a good cause, come out, get some food, do the raffle prizes. And like I said, no one regrets coming to the DBI. It's always a good time.
All right. With that, Juice, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me. It's always a good time.
All All right, well, there you go, folks. My conversation with Juice Jennings talking about the Dustin Battendorf Invitational. The fifth annual DBI happening this Saturday night in Massillon, Ohio. River Tree Church is where it's going to go on. 6:30 is when the doors open. Although, let's just be honest. If you want to come out for more than wrestling, just show up whenever. But anyway, 6:30 is when the doors will open for the DBI. The matches will start right about 7 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. So, if you need information about it, you can follow them on Twitter at DBI_wrestling, or just go to Facebook and search Dustin Battendorf Invitational, and you'll get all the information about matches, where you can get tickets, directions if you need to know how to get to the River Tree Church. It's all right there. So come on out. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a fun night, and it's going to give back to the community. So it's a trifecta of awesomeness. Since we're wrapped that up, let's talk a little bit about two things I want to talk about. A.K.A., it's time for Orlando's Frames! All right, there you go. Let's talk about it. Two movies that I want you to check out. Two movies that you should know about. Two movies that I think are cool. That's what I'm going with, man. That's the genre, so to speak, for this edition of Orlando's Faves. The first one is actually very topical. My first fave is a movie, a documentary called Prescription Thugs. It's done by the director, Chris Bell. It's a very, very interesting and eye-opening documentary talking about how we in America have created an addiction culture. That's right, an addiction culture. Thanks to big pharmaceutical companies and unscrupulous doctors, we have created a culture that has hooked many, many, many Americans. And it's really interesting. It's really fascinating. I know that it's on iTunes, and I think it's like $7 for a rental. But definitely check it out. Of course, many of you folks may know Chris Bell from his other big documentary that a lot of wrestling fans love, Bigger, Stronger, Faster. Well, he hits it out of the park once again with Prescription Thugs. Definitely check it out. It's a darn good documentary. All right, my second fave is, of course, the brand new movie that hit theaters, 2 weeks ago, Deadpool. I loved it. As many of you may know, I'm a huge fan of Deadpool. So I was very, very, very looking forward to this movie, and it didn't disappoint. I think it's very good, and I'll tell you why. Not only do hardcore fans, do they get what they want, but casual people who may know very little, if anything at all, about the character of Deadpool still are entertained by it. It's funny. It's well done. It's good acting. Great action. Overall, it is phenomenal. And I mean, I think it's one of the top three greatest comic book movies ever. There you go. I said it. I know that's bold. That's real bold. I know. That's real, real bold. But there you have it. Those are my two faves for this episode, Prescription Thugs and Deadpool. Definitely two movies you need to check out. Well, alright, let's talk about something else you need to check out. It's the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo that is coming up April 9th and 10th here in Columbus, Ohio, over at the Northland Performing Arts Center in North Columbus, right off of Morris Road. It is the 17th year that this annual convention for local independent comic book creators is going to happen. It's sponsored by Bob Corby and Back Porch Comics. And if you don't know what Back Porch Comics is, well, first of all, visit the website, backporchcomics.com, or check out one of the many episodes that Bob has shown up on over the years here on the PVDcast. Just simply go over to the archives section of PVDcast.com. Read some of the descriptions, find one, click on it, listen to the story of space. That's right, the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo, year in and year out, has creators, comic book creators, all types of creative folks coming to the capital city of Columbus, Ohio, from all around the United States and all around the world even. So if you want to go this year and check out some really cool stuff, space is where you got to go. Again, April 9th and 10th. At the Northland Performing Arts Center. Simply head on over to backporchcomics.com to get all the information about how you can get there, tickets, all that jazz. Definitely don't want to miss space this year. Guaranteed it'll be a great time. And with that, let me tell you where you can get a hold of me in case you want to make a comment about this episode of the PVD Cast. Maybe you, maybe you're a fellow podcaster and you want to commiserate with me, you know. Again, I feel so bad that it took so long to get this podcast done and all of the technological issues and other things going on with it, but it's finally done and it's up and it's on the airwaves, but nonetheless, I'm getting off track. Let's get back on topic, and that topic is where you can get in touch with me. Well, you could shoot me an email. Simply send that email over to johnorlando@pvdcast.com, or you can tweet me at pvdmvp, or you can also check me out on Instagram at the same username of pvdmvp. But hey, man, do me a favor. Tell a friend about this podcast. Tell a friend, whether you want to do it word of mouth, you want to do it through Twitter or Facebook or Snapchat or email or smoke signals or carrier pigeons. Whatever you want to do, man. I'm not going to judge. However you communicate is how you communicate. What can I say? But anyways, let somebody know about this podcast. Let's help spread the word. Due to the technology, that's one of the bad problems. I don't get episodes out. People stop listening and my stats go down. So let's pump those stats up some. Tell somebody. All right, well, there you go. I'm done. I'm done ranting and raving. I'm going to get off here. So thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.